Let's stick with politics and Pennsylvania, where the state Supreme Court is considering a challenge to a lower court's ruling that upheld the state's tough voter ID law. Voting rights activists say that law will disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of people. But recently, those groups have shifted strategy. They've gone from trying to overturn the law to now working on getting up to 1 million official IDs into the hands of people without them. From member station WRTI in Philadelphia, Timothy Churchill reports.
The ID law requires a state-issued photo card to vote. Supporters say it will help prevent voter fraud. State officials recently estimated it's possible nearly 200,000 Philadelphia residents alone don't have proper ID. Philadelphia resident Bob Praviti works with the Pennsylvania Voter ID Coalition, which has launched a tightly coordinated information and transportation campaign with the city. Praviti says many people have expressed confusion about the voter ID law's requirements. Now it's time for a concerted forward push.
The law is the law. We've got to get people to understand what it is and make sure that they have the appropriate ID. The days and time of planning about the law, it doesn't do good right now. We just got to get to work. We got to make sure our friends, our neighbors, our relatives all know about the law.
Pennsylvania officials have said nobody's ever been prosecuted for in-person voter fraud in the state.
We have folks who died for the civil right, the right to vote, the right to have a voice. Register to vote.
At this recent rally, Philadelphian Audrey Trainum works a small crowd outside a Department of Motor Vehicles center where residents go for state-issued IDs.
I wasn't recruited by anyone. I just feel like it's my civic duty to make sure that my community members, my co-workers, my family members, everybody have their chance to vote.
Residents are required to bring a social security number and two items with their name and address, like a utility bill and pay stub. Willie Clyde Allen was one of a handful of people hoping to obtain a voter ID. He says he's been turned down in the past for a state-issued non-driver's ID.
Everything on my birth certificate was right, except for Willie. It was Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, instead of I-E. And that was considered as two different people. It was non-acceptable.
Activists are also helping with transportation. Leslie Hill lives in a low-income senior apartment complex in South Philadelphia. She says she's helped roughly 80 neighbors.
Hardly any of them doesn't drive because, you know, they are all different ailments and stuff like this. Alzheimer's in wheelchairs and stuff like this here.
If the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturns the voter ID law, residents can vote the way they always have. Voting rights activists say that's not a chance they're willing to take. For NPR News, I'm Timothy Churchill in Philadelphia.